Well, it's very nice to be here tonight, and it's lovely to see this baptismal service. I just want to tell you what the Lord did for me as a little girl of 12 years of age. We were quite a poor little family. My dad was not really a gambler, but he went to the dog tracks every Friday straight from work, and came home with very little money left for my mother or for four daughters. And we never thought too much about it because we had always known that, well, at least we had some food, but it was always very skimpy stuff, never very much. And so this is how our life was. But, you know, my dad wasn't a Christian, but he always wanted us all to go to Sunday school. Now, there was four girls, and the Lord had been speaking to each and every one of our lives, because in the Sunday school we had a wonderful school Sunday school teacher who taught us about the Lord and about the things of the Lord and what we needed to be saved. And even as a young girl at 12 years of age, there was always a longing in my heart to know more about the Lord. Anyway, my mother went to the dentist and got a tooth out, and the dentist took the needle out and straightened it up because it was bent in her mouth, and she ended up with pyorrhea in her gums, and was taken very ill and had to go into hospital. Now, my dad had four girls to look after, so he never bothered about sending her to Sunday school. And after 2 weeks, my mum was still in hospital, and my dad just wasn't able to take us. He took us up to the hospital to see my mother. And after we came back from the hospital one night, there was a knock at the door, and it was our Sunday school teacher. And she said, "I just came to see what was wrong. Is anything wrong? Why is the girls are not being at Sunday school?" And my dad told her that my mother was in hospital. And she said, "Oh dear." And she spoke to him for a little while, and then she said, "Would you mind very much if I went up to the hospital to see your wife?" And my dad said, no, that'll be fine." And so there she went. She went up to the hospital. She didn't really know my mother, because my mum and dad sent her to Sunday school, but they never were in the church themselves. So we were there, and nobody really knew my mum and dad. Anyway, she went up to the hospital, and she took a lovely bunch of flowers up to my mum, and she spoke to her, and she spoke to her about the Lord. And she went for about 2 weeks. She went up to the hospital two or three times a week to see my mum. And this impressed my dad really much. And he said, because he used to think most Christians were just a lot of hypocrites, because we had a little lady who lived down the stairs from us, and she wasn't a very good example of a Christian. Anyway, my mum came home from hospital, and Betty, which was our name, she came up to visit us. And she said, "Do you know, Mr. Brooks," she said, "there's a preacher coming to the tent hall on Saturday night." She said, "Would you and your wife like to go?" And because she had been so kind to my mother, my dad said, "Well, okay then, we'll go." So my mum and my dad and the four girls all went to the tent hall. And the Lord did a marvellous and wonderful work that night. And he saved my mum and dad. And they took them down to the back to have a word with them and to talk to them about the Lord. And we four girls and my Sunday school teacher who came with us trotted down to the bottom, and we sat in another little room. And while we were there, there was a lady came in, and she put us around in a little circle, and she started writing things on the blackboard and telling us about the Lord and how about salvation and all the rest of it. And that night, I had such a burden in my heart. I mean, I was 12 years of age. I didn't know what was happening, but I knew that I wanted to be saved. I wanted to be a Christian. And I didn't know still that my mum and dad were in this other room and that the Lord had saved them. When we came, and then they spoke to us, and we four girls that night gave our hearts to the Lord, and he remarkably saved us. And my mum and dad came out, and they came down to another little room that we were in. And my dad said, "Mary, I want to tell you this. Your mum and your dad have given their heart to the Lord tonight." And we said, "Dad, listen, we've all given our hearts to the Lord tonight." Hallelujah. And we had such a, you know, a Monday sort of a thick life in our own little home. And we left that home to go to church, and we came back that night and we had a household salvation. The Lord had completely saved all our family. Now, I know some people would think 12-year-old, and you know, and I had a young, two younger sisters than that. But you know, the Lord saved them, because this Sunday school teacher had put so much effort into our lives beforehand that we knew exactly what salvation meant. My father, the very first thing I noticed the very first week we were saved was my dad never went to the race dogs or whatever they called them. He never went there that week, and he gave my mum all his money. So we were having a wonderful time, because we had really treats and things like that for the very first time. And after that, my dad was such a changed man. We all got a little Bible from the church, a little New Testament that we all took home. And my mum and dad, for the first time in their life, read a New Testament Bible. And my dad became so taken up with the Bible, and he had to learn more. And he was determined that, you know, he was going to learn as much as he could. And he used to go in his room for hours and hours and hours and just read his Bible. And I thought, oh, this is wonderful. My dad's such a changed man, and he's so good to us. And my mother's life was so much easier too. Anyway, my dad always had a longing in his heart after he became a Christian to go to Bible school. And the Lord made a way for him to go there. When he was there, he did all the entrance exams and things like that, and got all the information about all the books and things he would need. And he came home and he said to my mum, oh, you know, it's going to be awful hard for us, because these books are going to cost a fortune and we can't really afford them. And I don't know whether I'll be able to, the fees and things like that. My mum said, don't worry, we'll pray about it and we'll leave it in the hands of the Lord. And that's what they did. And about 4 weeks later, my dad came back home and he said, the principal at the BTI, the Bible College Institute, has called me in, and he said, look, James, you did so well in your exams that what we're going to do is we're going to reduce the amount that you're going to have to pay for your tuition all year. And so they reduced that. And then the next thing was, my mother was sitting at the fireplace reading a magazine that my dad used to get sent to him every month. And it was a Christian magazine, but at the back of it, they had little advertisements about, they were looking for people to, you know, what do you call them, people to go to the church wardens, and other little adverts like that. And here, there was a little advert, and my mum homed into it right away. And she said, Mary, come see this. And it was for a lady to go to the Bible Institute. And there she was to look after the Bible students, take all the beds off the clothes off their beds once a week, and take them down to the laundry and send them away to the laundry to get washed. And she just did other little things about the college. And so my mum said, well, I'm going to go and apply for that, because that would help your dad with studies and things. And that's what she did. And she got the job the very first. She just went first away, and they said, you can start on Monday. And so my dad went to the Bible College and he did his studies, and my mum went and did the work in the college and looked after the college students. And that way the Lord made a way for him to be there. When he finished college, he had a great desire in his heart to go to Africa. And he prayed about it, and he kept saying, I think the Lord is leading me that way. And by this time I was nursing, and I was came home one night from night duty, and my mum was being a lovely little woman that she was. She had always my breakfast ready for me, and she always had my bed warmed with a hot water bottle. And I usually have breakfast and I go to bed. And my dad said, Mary, I want to speak to you. And I said, yes. And he said, look, your mum and I have been praying about it, and we really believe that the Lord wants us to go to South Africa. Would you come with us? Now, I suppose that you could call me, I was the lady who was the old maid of the family, because my older sister was married by this time. My two younger sisters both had steady boyfriends, and I was the only one that didn't have anybody. And so I said I would go with them. Well, my dad went to South Africa, and my mum and I, we all sailed to South Africa. And there my dad found a place to do a lot of work amongst the African people and also the European people too. We stayed 3.5 years there, and then my mum took not well. She always had terrible bronchitis, and she took not well, and my dad felt that he had to bring her home. So I, who loved South Africa, was very, you know, sad about that, and thought, well, I'm going to have to come home with them to look after my mum, which I did. While I was home, we went to the library one day, my mum and dad and myself, and my mum and dad were having a look at books. My dad was always going to the bit where all these Christian books were that he could read and things like that, and my mum was browsing through other books, and I saw that there was a nursing magazine there, and so I just went up to have a look at it. And while I was there looking at it, they also had little things in there for different posts and different hospitals and things, and I noticed that just at the very top of it there was a little advert, and it just came to my eye because it said South Africa, and I was really longing to go back to South Africa, but you know, I just didn't have the money to go or anything. And so I saw this advert, and it was for a private nurse to go out to South Africa to look after a very, very sick little baby who had been premature and really wasn't well. And it was for a nurse to go out for 6 months to 9 months to look after this baby in their house, which I did. And I saw that, and I prayed for this little baby. I went for an interview first to London, and they sent me a letter back to say, you've got the post, I'll send you the money, the tickets for your train to your flight to South Africa, which they did. And the day before, I was about 4 weeks, 5 weeks after I had been to the library, I was on my way to South Africa. I went to this post and looked after this beautiful little baby, and I kept praying for this little baby. And you know, every day he got a little bit fatter, he got a little bit better, and before the 9 months was up, he was a jolly fat little baby, and just ready to, you know, to get on with life. I was now ready to leave this post. While I was there, I went to the Assemblies of God Church, because my mum and dad had been there before they left to come back home. I knew quite a few people there, and so they, my friends there, she came and picked me up when my day was off, and I always insisted that I had a Sunday off, and they took me to church. And the very first Sunday I was there, the pastor said, Mary, would you like to just come up and give a little word and just tell us how your mum and dad are doing and all the rest of it? And I said, right, okay then. And she said, and I went up and just spoke about my mum and dad, and I said it was really nice to be back in the church again. And afterwards, the pastor said to me, Mary, come here. There's a wee chap I want you to meet. He said, it's a wee chap from Glasgow. And I went, oh, right, right. And Ronnie was sitting at the back. He's all blushing now. He was sitting at near the front, and there was two chaps there, and I thought, one of them is very tall and, you know, not too bad looking, but there's a really handsome boy there, and I wonder who he is. And the pastor said, come and I'll introduce you to him. So he introduced me to Ronnie, and we got on quite well together. And then gradually, after a little while, we started going to an African church, an African hospital, on a Sunday morning before our Sunday service, to have a service in the TB hospital with the Africans. So Ronnie and I went faithfully every week, and then we raced back to our own church in time for the service. And the Lord did a wonderful work there, and you know, the Lord had so many things that he had planned for our lives. And I believe in my heart that from the very first time that you've given your heart to the Lord, even before that, before the Lord has known your name, and he's known you before you were even born, that the Lord had a place and a plan for our lives. And that plan was that I had to go 6,000 miles to meet the man that I would eventually marry. We came after we were there, we got married, and a little while later I was expecting a baby, and so I wanted to go home to see my mum and dad because I wanted my little baby to see their grandparents, and so and to see Ronnie's mum parents too. He was still his dad was still alive then, and so Ronnie and I decided to come home, and we stayed home for a number of years. My mum and dad, after we were only home 10 months, and my mum and dad decided they were going back to South Africa again, and they stayed there for the rest of their lives. My mum died there when she was 63, and is buried in South Africa. And my dad stayed there till he was 80, and then he came home when he was 80, and he died when he was 82. So the Lord had planned my life the whole way through, and I just give the Lord thanks for everything He has done for me. There was times in my life when I was a younger girl and I was nursing, and you know, it was hard to say to the nurses, no, I'm a Christian, I don't go to the dance, and I don't go out here, I don't do that. And you know, the devil, when they would tell me that, you know, well, it's you know, you're not doing anything wrong, you're just going out, you know, with the girls and your work and things like that. But I knew in my heart that it was wrong. And, you know, the devil takes us sometimes, and he tries us to the very limit. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ has sealed us with His seal, and He has redeemed and redeemed us with His precious blood. And the devil can never harm us. He can never take us away from the Lord. We are His forever and eternity. And I just want to thank the Lord for the life that the Lord gave me, for the little family of two mother and father and four children who the Lord brought back to him and who just saved them, kept them. And to this day, that is the beginning and the middle, and the end is yet to be. But the Lord will, I know, will see us through it all. Thank you very much. Amen.